He was best known for running, first on a football field, one of the most artful and elegant backs in football history. Oh, how he ran.
And look out, it's a foot race, and he's a sprinter from Southern California. O.J. Simpson, 75 yards.
Then he ran at airports.
Nobody does it better than Hertz.
His commercials for Hertz rental cars were everywhere, TV, billboards, magazines. He dashed, he ran, he hurtled through airports to rent a car. His telegenic smile transcended racial barriers and made him one of the most effective pitchmen of the 80s. Everybody loved O.J.
You know it.
Which is what made it so shocking when he ran again, this time from police.
I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC News in New York, and you are looking at live television pictures at dusk in Southern California. The white Bronco that you see on the freeway contains O.J. Simpson, a fugitive at large, charged with two counts of murder.
O.J. Simpson morphed from hero to pariah in a single day in a white Ford Bronco. Then came the trial.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
The not guilty verdict split this nation by race, but for O.J., the trial was followed by years of darkness, prison, bankruptcy, judgments, anger, and for a man once known best for his running, he's now run out of time. For the record, O.J. Simpson lived exactly 29 years, 8 months, and 28 days longer than his murdered ex-wife.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.